Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Monica, you ready? Brett, you ready?
I'm all
ready.
Rob Lowe says he feared for his life during recent blank. Oh. Rob Lowe said he feared for his life during recent blank.
I have to recruit myself.
So you know the story?
Spanish just said it right before you guys went on. Otherwise, I wouldn't have.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah.
Right. Raj?
Rob
Lowe says he feared for his life during recent blank.
Underage teen sex.
Not again. No, he already went that way once.
I know. So maybe he relapsed.
He dodged that bullet too, huh? Mm-hmm. Brett?
During a seizure.
No, sorry. Rob Lowe says he feared for his life during recent blank.
Bathhouse shenanigans?
No, nothing to do with sex.
I know, I like how you go straight to the sex, Raj.
Well, I mean, Rob Lowe, I don't know. Yeah, that's what he makes headlines with.
Right.
Well, he used to.
Kid's birthday party.
No. Rob Lowe says he feared for his life during recent Bigfoot encounter.
Really?
Swear to God.
What?
Rob Lowe says...
how we didn't guess.
He thought he was going to be killed during an encounter with Bigfoot while filming his new A&E docuseries. Lowe tells Entertainment Weekly... The encounter took place in the Ozark Mountains, which stretch between Arkansas and Missouri and Oklahoma. Lowe says he and his sons were camping there to investigate a Bigfoot-like creature known to the locals as Wood Ape.
Okay.
Yeah, why call it Bigfoot when you can call it Wood Ape?
Right. During a shoot for the
Lowe
farm.
A Wood Ape.
Yeah.
Have I ever seen one up there?
Yeah. He saw a Wood Ape during a shoot for The Low Files. When something began to approach their camp, Lowe said he was lying on the ground thinking he was about to be killed. He adds that he's, quote, fully aware the story makes him sound like a crazy Hollywood kook. The Low Files follows the actor and sons Matthew and John Owen as they explore mysterious phenomena across the country.
So he feels like he almost... got dead from this Wood Ape.
By Bigfoot.
Right. And it just happens to be before the initial premiere of the show.
Correct.
He happens to have feared death at that moment.
Right.
Thought he was going to die from Bigfoot.
What a good thing he was doing the show. That way he could talk about it.
But he didn't get any pictures, of course, or any kind of film or anything.
Maybe it's on the television. Maybe you're going to have to tune in to find out, Monica. I don't have
the
answers.
He only had a black and white camera from 1972. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't have
the
answers.
And he got
answers.
Him just before he hit the woods.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's one... The Bigfoot thing, out of all of these urban myths or whatever you want to say it, is kind of the one thing where if they proved it, I wouldn't be shocked.
I totally believe in Bigfoot. I think it's a thing.
Do you really?
Oh, 100%. It's a thing, totally. There's no way it's not.
Why?
Because it's going on forever, and it's possible. There's no, it's possible. I'm not saying, you know, how or why or what, I don't know, but it's possible that there is
a
Bigfoot.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's possible. Do I think it's probable? No.
I do.
No, because I just find it hard to believe that all these people that saw Bigfoot didn't really get it on tape.
Maybe they're freaking out. Like they pulled a Roger finding it. When Roger saw the bear, he just froze. You know what I mean? Like, people freak out.
Can we agree that a lot of people, their first reflex is to pull out their phone?
Yeah, that's true in this day and age. That's true. But maybe
in this day and age. But, there's been pictures of Bigfoot and possible grainy distance video of Bigfoot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot was a big thing in, I think, the late 70s. It had a run, and now it's quieted down a little bit. I was wondering how big Bigfoot really is, because then you could... kind of believe it.
Gun to my head, if I had to pick aliens, Bigfoot, or Loch Ness, I'm going Bigfoot all day.
Mm.
All day.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. Bigfoot weighs somewhere between 400 and 1,000 pounds. There's plenty of guys who weigh between 400 and 1,000 pounds. So that's not unreasonable, right?
Yeah, but not that stand up that tall.
There's not just one. There's clearly, you know, they've made it in whatever they've done. Like, there's not just one in all of, that everybody's seen, that same one. So you got to keep in mind that there's going to be variations, you know, of...
If there's anybody, any person we know that could possibly be confused with Bigfoot if you saw him in the woods, would be Chris Roach. From Kevin Can Wait.
He is a big guy.
You know, because he's what, like 6'5"?
Yeah.
You know, he's heavier. Not, you know, he's just a big dude. If you threw him in a furry costume, I'd be like, yeah, there's Bigfoot.
That's so mean.
Because, listen, we have, I for one, believe in the theory of evolution. I think we started out as apes and kind of evolved into human.
Right.
And the whole, like, I believe in that. And I just think the possibility of a species in between that really just didn't get all the way to the end zone, you know?
But then how come with all the people hunting and all that kind of stuff, and there's been, you know, fever about Bigfoot and stuff, how come nobody has ever just found a Bigfoot, let alone all of them, three of them?
Because they perfected it, man. They're in hiding.
One solid view of that Bigfoot. You know, it just seems like.
They're preserving their way of life. Like, you know, you hear about, like,
so tribes.
So you
have a whole community of them living together?
It wasn't until recently, a few years back, where they found the giant squid. And there was always rumors that this thing existed.
Well,
and,
way back.
You know, would take down boats or whatever the hell it is. And then all of a sudden, somebody caught one in a net or washed up on shore, whatever it was, proving that that urban myth was true. I'm just saying... I think out of all of them, that one has got possibilities.
You don't think aliens at all? You really don't think that it's possible that you think we're the only ones that have, I mean, come on, in the vast universe?
Coming here and hanging out and taking over stuff? No.
Well, they haven't done that.
No, but they still exist.
Or have they? You know? Ask Sammy Hagar if he was visited by aliens. He's going to tell you, yeah. You know?
So you believe Sammy Hagar? You got to take it to...
No, I don't. I think Sammy was high. And I told him that, as a matter of fact. And I told him that. We interviewed him one time, and he was writing a book, and he told us about the aliens. I'm like, dude, you're high. And that was it. He's like, bro, I'm telling you, man, this thing came to me in my dreams. And blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Right.
So, you
so
know,
all the pictures and movies we have of Bigfoot, you find that possible. It's an extension of humans and large humans.
I feel like we evolved from apes... Right? We're all hunched over, and then over, you know, thousands of years, we evolved into, like, human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there could be a possibility that something didn't get all the way to the finish line.
Like a missing link in there somewhere.
Right.
And then they just keep breeding, and then that's how they continue their, you know, species or whatever.
But I think, again, probable? No. Possible?
Yeah.
Because I believe in evolution, I think it's possible.
But then we have grainy video and grainy pictures of flying saucers, but you don't believe that's possible?
No.
Even though we have grainy footage, video of Bigfoot, you think that's possible? You see the pairing?
Right, because I think, again, because of my belief in evolution, I believe it's possible. Uh-huh.
How do you know that we're not the primitive version of other aliens, and we're the ones that have not evolved yet?
Right.
Wrap your head around that one.
Makes sense.
Okay, solid fact. You gotcha. Solid theory.
Right. I'm just saying no. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
We're like so small in the universe.
And
it's
tiny.
Like next to impossible that there's nothing else out there.
Yeah.
Next to impossible.
That's
it just doesn't make
any
sense. We're the only ones on any planet anywhere that ever.
Come on. Sense.
Right. In all the universes,
do
all everywhere.
Do you understand the miracle that needs to happen to be able to sustain life?
For humans, for actual humans, for us.
No, for any sort of life form. For any.
How do you know?
You need the perfect situation.
What if aliens don't need oxygen? Or they can deal with oxygen or something.
What if their oxygen is some whatever gas is on another planet?
See?
That don't make no sense.
To you, because you're just a dumb human. You're not evolved like these people with the skinny neck and the big head like E.T.
Listen, I reached the finish line. Bigfoot just didn't get there. Mike on line one. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show.
Thanks,
Mike. Hey, there is absolutely no such thing as Sasquatch. There's no way.
Why?
Archaeologists have found dinosaur fossils that are millions of years old.
You're right.
They have never once found Bigfoot fossils, ever.
Right. And they find old skeletons of humans all the time.
Yeah, they actually, I think a world record was just discovered recently. Aliens, however, there is a chemical composition called dimethyltryptamine. It exists in nature. It exists in humans. Ingest a little bit of that stuff and then tell me if aliens exist.
Yeah, that's that DMT thing. We talked about that. Somebody called in and said, it basically, it's a drug that basically takes you to another dimension.
Ooh, man.
The feeling is that it takes you to another dimension. Am I correct, Mike?
Absolutely.
What's it called again, Mike?
Dimethyltryptamine.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Yeah, I'm just guessing that one might be hard to come by. Like, you can't call a guy that you get your weed from and be like, yo, you got any dimethyltryptamine?
Is that in peyote and stuff? Or is it beyond
I think
that?
It's its own. Is it in nature or?
As you said.
Yeah, it's in us. It's in our human body. It's in everything. Natural, pretty much. Oh. I mean, with the exception of some things, but it's out there. It's around. It's in everything.
Is that same? Is it the same thing as like, is it ayahuasca or hiawatha, whatever it is that the shamans use over in like Argentina and stuff, for those ritual things?
Yes, dimethyltryptamine is the active ingredient in ayahuasca.
It is, right?
Yes.
How do you know all this?
I know.
Somebody told me.
A friend?
It's
got to
be true. Yeah. Then it's got to be. It was on the internet, Roger.
Yeah, I Googled it.
Take care, Mike. Thanks for the call. Hey, Fred on line 3. What's going on, Fred?
Hey, what's going on? Sledge.
Fled, I'm sorry.
Sledge.
It's cool, man. What's up, JP? I'm more on Monica's side. What's up, soon-to-be Grandpa Roger?
That's funny.
Bigfoot Mike, there might be some kind of creature like that, but you got to be kind of a little bit naive to think there's not aliens. I'm more on Monica's side on that one.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of other stuff
it's
out there.
It's too big why of a universe.
It's just denial.
Why does it have to be?
Because
it'd be naive to think that there wouldn't be. I mean, if there's a million other planets out there, how could we be the only ones?
Right. Exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just the possibility, JP. Like nobody's asking you to see proof or what. Just the possibility that out of all the huge universe, there might be some other form of life. Now, is it human? Probably not. But there's something.
Right. Probably not. It's going to be something out there. I mean, they're already showing that Mars has forms of life in the past. Millions and millions and millions of years, man. You got to be naive to think otherwise.
Yeah,
and congratulations, Roger, again.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Sledge.
Thanks a lot.
Sledge is really hammering that home.
Yeah, just pound that nail.
Angelo on line 2. Don't make it easy, Rog. Angelo on line 2. What's going on, Angelo?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
I am still white, JP.
Yeah, no kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, great. I think you guys missed the boat on this one. I think it was back in the 80s. There was a Bigfoot that was found. And a family actually was able to train him and brought him into their home. They named him Harry.
Oh, my God.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe the family's last name was Henderson.
Henderson's.
Okay.
Yeah.
About done there, Angela? Mm-hmm.
You're on fire today, Angela.
Thank you, Angelo.
Yeah.
Although,
you know what?
There was a Bigfoot tour, though. There wasn't. It was in Orlando, and I wanted to go see it. It was supposed to be stopping in X amount of cities. This was 2, maybe 3 years ago-ish, and it was a tour of a Bigfoot that was under glass or whatever, and it was going from city to city so you could see, what it was. And someone had found it and captured it and killed it and put it under glass.
Yeah, but was that just like a circus act, making believe they had Bigfoot?
I don't know. I wanted to go, and I never did.
Some large guy.
Have you ever seen, has the bodies exhibit ever gone down there?
Oh, my God.
They have it in Orlando at
you know what that
I
is?
I want to say they
it
had
came
it
to Mosey.
What?
I came to Mosey. I saw it in Chicago, but it came to Mosey, and it is phenomenal.
Cool. Yeah, it was.
You see bodies without skin on it, so.
You see bodies crazy. Without skin. You see bodies without skin, like sawed in half, so you get the whole three-dimensional view. Yeah, it was crazy.
It was a little too real. Like, I don't know if it was so real. I don't know if I needed to know all that. It was crazy.
Yeah. But it was great. It was great.
It was awesome. Educational. Ew.
Just weird.
Yeah, like, I don't know. My brain isn't... Ugh.
Aren't some of them actual cadavers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So how strange is that they someone donated their body for that?
They had fetuses and stuff. It was so... Yeah.
I wanted to say they had it at Downtown Disney a bunch of years back, but I'm not sure.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I know.
In that area over there. Yeah. You know, with they have all the theaters and stuff. I want to say, I could be wrong on that one, but I want to say I saw it last time. I saw a sign for it last time I was down there. I could have that wrong, though. Frank on line one. What's up, Frank?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yo.
Coming to hit you guys with a little bit of knowledge. That dude two callers ago was saying that they never found fossils of Sasquatch, and it ain't true, man. Back in 36, Ralph von Koenigswald found teeth of an ancient genus of ape called Gigantopithecus. And you're all about that that evolution, JP. That's what they are.
What was it called?
Gigantopithecus. It's an ancient species of ape.
And they
I know Sasquatch exists. He lives in Florida with me.
See, I can't tell. Okay. I know. I'm sucked in, and then...
Why is everybody playing in, you know...
Gigantopithecus.
I don't like anybody right now.
Well, that word exists.
I want to take a break and come back.
Fossil pongo from the early Pleistocene Gigantopithecus fauna of Chongzhou, Guangxi, southern China. My God.
Oh, he was Chinese? Bigfoot can't be Chinese. They're too short.
Okay. This is going to debunk all your stereotypes, JP. I hope he exists, and I hope he's Asian.
Maybe he was, that was Chao Ming. Not Chao Ming. What was the guy's name?
Yao Ming?
Yao Ming.
Benihana?
No, not Benihana.
Yao Ming?
We all
Yao
just whipped out all the Asian names we knew.
I'm just trying to think of any.
They just shaved him down. Shek? They just shaved him down, and he became a basketball sensation.
Ho Chi Minh. Oh, he is huge. I'm looking up this thing. There's way too much here. Something is legit about the word he said, Gigantopithecus, but I don't know if that's really a Bigfoot thing. All right, well, Roger and JP on the bone, Real Raw Radio.
We got a lot of calls. We'll get to some of these calls as soon as we get back. We are Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger JP, it's The Bone, Real Raw Radio. At Roger JP on Twitter. We're just talking about Bigfoot. And Rob Lowe has a new show, A&E, right?
Yeah.
About search for Bigfoot and all. Claims that he was camping with his sons and almost died. Well, he feared for his life.
Right.
And he will be hosting that show. And I think we can all agree that Bigfoot is possible, considering it is just an extra large human. I don't know how
that lives in the woods
can be,
and gets by.
Right, and somehow doesn't get seen clearly often, if ever, or hit by a car or shot by a hunter or anything.
He's stealthy.
It's weird. But it sounds one of the more possible things. And then, depending on who you are, you would think aliens are possible or not possible.
You're also in the woods. If it's not right by you, you hear rustling. And then even if you see something that's that tall, you're automatically going to think it's a person and not shoot it. You know?
Well, that's a good point. I think it's a person in an ape costume or something weird.
If it's far away, if it's just a person, you're not going
to. And how about this? There's never been one attack by a Bigfoot or pissed off. Never happened to run into a couple people in the woods, that kind of thing.
Austin.
Every other animal there has been. Think about it. So maybe it doesn't exist.
You're just closed-minded. Austin on line four. Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just wanted to call in real quick to get JP to at least have some belief in other life out there. I have a couple things about that.
Go ahead.
If you only consider time right now, then that's not really like a plausible thing, because think about the universe is estimated to be 13 billion years old, whether there was life before us or even if there is going to be life after us, if not right now. Second off, it could be more primitive than us. Like, it could be microorganisms even, and that's still considered extraterrestrial life. And I also want to give you a website to check out. Just Google the scale of the universe, and it basically you just use your mouse scroll wheel, and you start at human level, and you can either zoom in to, the tiniest thing in the universe or zoom out to see how huge the universe actually is.
And it really makes an impression on you, right? I think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and realize how small we are. It's so sick.
Thanks, Austin. And then what's it called? The scale. What's it called?
Scale of the universe.
Scale of the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Austin.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Later.
What, Brett?
And this week, the hacker group Anonymous, they released a video saying that NASA is on the verge of announcing contact with alien life. So within the next few days, they're supposed to do that.
Who said this?
Anonymous.
So what? They hacked in and found the info. that they're going to, how do they know?
They got it from supposedly three conspiracy articles on a, three articles on a conspiracy website, ancient-code.com.
Well, then it's got to be true. They got it from a conspiracy website. It's right. You know, it's got to be true, Raj.
So NASA's going to announce that. See, I generally believe what NASA says. I don't know why.
NASA is not coming
out. It's just a...
NASA is not
coming... If they said it, I would believe them.
NASA is not going to come out and say there's proof of aliens. People will lose their minds. People will freak the F out. You know it. Yeah. I know it.
It would be weird if they had one.
And all those preppers are going to come out like, see, I told you so.
Mm. If they had one at Area 51 for like decades and they were like, all right, here's what it looks like. What?
Well, it's, you know, so they did say...
Experimenting with it for years.
There is life. Okay, we've come out. There's life on other planets.
Well, you
said... And here's the proof. Look at that guy, this one over here. Look, now what?
Didn't you say that NASA was going to announce that there are aliens? There's a big difference. There's a
Say they do make the announcement that there is alien life on other planets billions of miles away. Now what? What do we do here? Why would you freak out?
I wouldn't, but I think we can all agree that there are some rather irrational folks out there that might get a little bit wacky.
They might, but they'd really flip out if they actually had a dead one here and or a live one here.
Right, here on Earth.
Cool, but sick. But
there's another story, but say they found it not here, but elsewhere in the universe.
You don't
proof.
Think the government has hidden alien life? Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
I believe anything.
The government has so much stuff going on we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really weird about this, JP, because usually I'm the stick the head, my head in the sand type and la, 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 and I'm living in my bubble. I really feel like the tides have turned here.
About what?
You really need to, I feel like you're kind of in denial about stuff when you could just, you have to realize that it's
what
not.
What do you want me to just say, I believe, because
no.
For the sake of saying I believe? Same thing with religion.
Of course not. No, it's,
okay.
Religion and aliens.
I think you should mm-hmm. open your yeah. mind to the ideas that this, the, you know, it doesn't have to be human. It doesn't have to be, like the other gentleman said, it. Maybe it's just, you know, an animal. But there are other, there's a
so
way.
So what do you want me to say? Probable, but not, you know, possible, but not probable? Is that what you want me to say? Okay, there you go. You know, Jesus. Is it possible he rose from the dead? No. No.
How is that?
No.
Because nobody else did it. Only this one guy?
Because he's Jesus. Oh, not everybody does it.
Come on.
So many people wrote about it. One guy you can't believe, but when there's all these different people.
Well, there's an entire book about people.
A bunch of people got together. They put this book together. All religions are based on
a bunch of people got together.
A bunch of people got together. They said, listen, we can get people to believe this nonsense, and then every Sunday they'll give us money.
Matthew, will you hurry up? Get your pages over to me. It's going to the printer.
Yeah.
Get the pages over here now.
Right.
We're trying to get this thing out.
No, yeah,
God, Luke and John are in. Where are you?
Listen, they carved a deadline.
All right, so they carved it into a rock first. What do you want me to tell you? I just don't buy it. That's all. Don't make me a bad person.
So what does it require for you to believe in something? Let's start with aliens. Let's not go the Jesus route because that's way...
Or to think it's possible.
To believe. To firmly believe.
I don't know. Firmly believe I need proof. I don't.
So you need like to see an alien in person.
Yeah.
And know that it's not fake and put up there as somebody messing around with you.
Right.
Like you have to touch it or something. Like
there was a ride again. Mentioned at Disney. There was a ride in Disney World in Tomorrowland, which I think it's now the Buzz Lightyear ride, or it's right over there, where it was like this. I don't know if it was Alien Encounter, whatever it is, but it was like this thing. And, you know, you sit around, everybody's in a circle, but, like, this, you know, stuff comes up out of the seats. You get that mist and smells and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And it would get really loud, like this big explosion thing, whatever it is. And then, boom, right in the middle of the thing, they got this alien that's, like, caught in a cage or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I need a real one of those.
Yeah. That's all.
Right.
I see.
That's
if we had aliens walking around as the norm, you'd be like, oh, yeah, there goes an alien to Starbucks. Then you'd be fine.
How do you know it's not a Men in Black sitch? Could be.
Hmm. She makes good points.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
It is tough. I mean, I think most people are like that. If you don't see it in front of you, it's difficult to believe.
David on line one. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I love the show.
What's happening?
Hey, JP. I usually agree with you, but on this one, I'm going to have to not agree.
Okay.
You say that you need concrete evidence to believe. There's no concrete evidence that man evolved from apes, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two.
Really?
If something evolves from something else, that something else no longer exists. Like they say dinosaurs evolved into birds, no more dinosaurs. If man evolved from apes, there should be no more apes.
Uh-huh.
Come on, dude. What are you smoking?
David.
Well, I think you can.
What about all those charts with the apes and the standing up erect and all that stuff? How that's not real? You're saying that's not true?
Homo erectus and all that good stuff. I've always wanted to say that.
My brother might be covered in hair and play with his poop, but he didn't come from an ape.
He makes some solid points. If it's evolved from, then the other one no longer exists. There's still plenty of apes,
exactly,
my friend.
How do we know that's a rule?
Because it's evolved. That's evolution. Then that
it's
means
in stone.
Oh, well, then it's got to be true.
So something can evolve and get better without the thing before it dying out. I guess, all right, it's a living thing, so it has a certain lifespan. Okay, I guess I see his point.
But there's no concrete evidence that man evolved from apes, but
you believe that?
He believes that.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Uh-huh.
Suck it.
See, your defense is, that's not right.
And that's how you end every argument. Suck it.
I have an easier time believing that we evolved from apes or from something than I do that God put these two people, Adam on earth, a rib and an apple and all the other stuff, and then the next thing you know, they got
these stories all mixed up, a rib and an apple.
Right. Ribs and burgers.
Yeah. I got a snake wrapped around a rib, and he ate the apple.
Something about a tree.
This guy Adam said, what?
Yeah.
And then Eve said, what?
They had a skinny margarita, next thing you know.
Right.
Life happens.
All the clothes came off, and then that's it.
Next thing you know.
Noah came along, picked up two of everything, and then they flooded. And here we are.
Wrap that up. JP's version.
So maybe I don't have all my details in the right order, but you know, you get my gist.
Your what?
My gist.
Careful.
Well, it is difficult. It's hard to hold up the side, either side of the argument, because it's difficult when it's not standing in front of you and you can't point to it.
Do you think it's possible that on line three, this person's name is Lodun?
I guess it's possible.
Well, maybe Ryan's in a
Hoppy's
hurry.
Hoppy's on the phone.
Yeah.
He knows how to spell.
Oh, sure.
I think.
Let's see. Is it Lodun on line three?
Lodun.
Lodun.
Oh, Lodun.
Okay.
All right.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of Lodun.
Me neither. Put your...
Yeah, Lodun. You can look that up. I used to be a professional fighter, so...
that's cool. It's not that I don't believe
cool.
What's up, Lodun?
Here's another concept. I believe the Illuminati, Luciferians, NWO, whatever you call them, they might be releasing this alien first contact in this nature to downgrade religion to show that God's not the most powerful thing in the universe. They're basically to take away the strength of religion to show that we are not, you know, the biggest thing in the universe. We're just a speck among many other things. Just a concept I've been looking up on YouTube and just something to think about. It might just be a ploy by the government. Just to get people in an uproar and to downgrade religion, and that way they can bring their NWO agenda to the world and have us in a chaos. And then
that's National Wrestling Organization.
One world government, they can get that one world religion.
Right.
Just
I get you. So then science would win in that moment. It would look like science is winning. Be like, aha, see, facts over faith.
Exactly. Right. And it would. You know, turn the tables on religion. Everybody would be like, well, we must be coming from these aliens, this, that, or the other. There's a couple great things on YouTube that explain this a little bit more in detail than I can. But
all right.
Yeah,
not for lack of trying.
And then if you want to Google my name, you can see my cute face. I've got busted up a little bit. But yeah, that name's real.
All right, Loden.
All right, Loden.
You guys. Great
show.
Thank
you, buddy. See you later.
Wouldn't it be funny if his last name was Harai?
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, Lodun Harai.
I think it's a good time.
He had an Irish mother and a Japanese father, yeah. Lodun Harai.
Yeah. All right, JC, we'll take your call, and then we'll go to break. Go ahead, JC.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up?
So it's really funny listening to all these callers of yours that I'm sure have degrees in evolution and all that stuff talk about it. But I was a bio major in college, took an evolutionary biology class. Just because we derived from apes doesn't mean, you know, apes should disappear.
We had a hard time with that.
Ancestor. Yeah. We have a common ancestor in history, and we went the human route. They went the ape route.
So us evolving doesn't mean they stop procreating.
No, yeah, there's a...
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. There's some common ancestor, we developed something, they went a different way, so now we're humans, they're ape. But JP, I got a funny theory for you for evolution that my bio professor taught us. The theory is called panspermia, and so the idea is they've found like comets and asteroids and things that have bacteria on them, and so say Earth blew up tomorrow, there'd be asteroids flying all over with some of our bacteria. And say that asteroid lands on a planet like Earth where it can start growing. So there was some, you know, fertile planet that blew up and impregnated our planet with bacteria, and that became us one day.
Huh. So,
and
that's
the theory of panspermia.
Well, isn't that the Big Bang Theory?
No, not the Big Bang Theory. That's like everything started. This is like Earth blew up tomorrow. An asteroid flew to Mars and, you know, could start life on Mars with whatever bacteria was on it, kind of.
Yeah, but Mars would have to support it.
Right, an asteroid landed on Earth that had a bacteria on it that could start growing, and that became more bacteria, which became whatever else, and now we have...
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, say a meteor hit, you know, the plains of Oklahoma. And then all of a sudden, like, 20 years later, there's, like, little green dudes, you know.
Like, as a meteor brought some sort bacterial life form.
And that thing grew, and then all of a sudden, your next door neighbors are green.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically the theory.
Right on.
They came out of the ground. Right. I swear.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
So weird.
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
That's some deep stuff, bros.
Sure is.
My goodness.
I need a drink.
Roger, JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.